This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Renee Montaigne. Amid all the furor over the recent release of the torture memos, here's a fact you may have missed. All four memos were written to the same man. That man is John Rizzo. He is the CIA's top lawyer, just as he was back in 2002 and 2005 when the memos were drafted by the Justice Department. NPR's Mary Louise Kelly has this look at Joe Rizzo and the role he played in helping establish the CIA's interrogation program.
Let's start back in 2002. The CIA turned to Justice Department lawyers with this question. Could 10 specific techniques, including sleep deprivation, waterboarding, and placing insects in a confined box, be used legally to force a detainee to talk? The Justice Department responded on August 1, 2002, in the form of a memo to the CIA's acting general counsel, John Rizzo. Here's Michigan Democrat Carl Levin asking Rizzo about the memo during a Senate hearing in 2007.
Did you request that the Office of Legal Counsel produce that memo?
Yes, sir.
And who gave the Department of Justice the interrogation practices which they analyzed?
My office was a vehicle for getting that to the Department of Justice, yes, sir.
And you were in charge of the office?
Yes, sir.
John Rizzo was in charge then, as he is today, of well over 100 CIA lawyers. John Radson was one of them. Radson was assistant general counsel for the CIA back in the summer of 2002.
John Rizzo was the point person. The questions were routed through him.
But Radson says that while Rizzo bears a share of responsibility for the CIA's programs, he was by no means acting in isolation. Vicki Duvall agrees. Duvall worked for Rizzo as a CIA lawyer in the late 90s. She later served as general counsel for the Senate Intelligence Committee.
He has lawyers under him who are working with the case officers on what the proposals might be. And he would also be consulting with lawyers at the NSC and lawyers at DOJ. And at some point, I'm sure they all decided that this was an issue that needed to be addressed head-on and have a formal ruling made on it.
The formal ruling, in the form of the recently released Justice Department memos, has ended up thwarting Rizzo's career. Despite his years as acting general counsel, John Rizzo has never ascended to the permanent top job. He came close in 2007. President Bush nominated him. The Senate Intelligence Committee held a confirmation hearing, but it did not go well.
I led the fight against the Rizzo nomination.
That's Oregon Democrat Ron Wyden. Wyden says he and other senators were stunned when they asked Rizzo about the Justice Department judgment that Payne had to reach a level associated with organ failure before it constituted illegal torture. Rizzo told senators he'd had no problem with that.
I did not certainly object to the memo. My reaction was it was an aggressive, expansive reading, but I can't say that I had any specific objections to any specific parts of it.
He should have lodged an objection.
Senator Wyden.
He should have said, look, folks, there is an insufficient legal foundation here for conducting a very sensitive covert action program.
But his former colleague, John Radson, says Rizzo was likely reluctant to contradict the guidance he'd given CIA officers in the field just because that's what some senators wanted to hear.
It was more important for him to maintain his reputation, his integrity and honor with the clandestine service. He didn't want to be seen years later as selling out just so he could get the formal title of general counsel at the CIA.
The CIA declined to make Rizzo available to comment for this story, but spokesman Paul Gimigliano did provide a detailed statement. He writes, quote, Mr. Rizzo's role, like that of the Office of General Counsel writ large, is to ensure that the agency acts in accord with the law. The Department of Justice determined, repeatedly and in writing, that the CIA's interrogation program was lawful, end quote. In any event, John Rizzo's tenure as the CIA's top lawyer may soon be drawing to a close. President Obama has nominated his own pick for the general counsel job. Mary Louise Kelly, NPR News, Washington.